This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The story of Anne Frank is familiar to many of us, a young Jewish girl who documents her short life, having been forced into hiding with her family during the Nazi occupation. Her writings were published as a book, which turned into a movie and then a play. There's currently a production of the story on stage at Burning Coal Theater in Raleigh, and there's a twist. The play is directed by Abdel Fattah Abu Sroor, who grew up in a Palestinian refugee camp in the West Bank. It was a place marked by violence and oppression, and he has devoted his life to finding creative responses to just such environments. And he joins us today to talk about the play and his own story and how that shapes his approach to this production. Abdel Fattah Abu Sroor, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
It's very nice to have you. And joining him as well is the young actress who plays the part of Anne Frank. Samantha Ron is a 10th grader at Cardinal Gibbons High School in Raleigh. Samantha, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
So, Abdel Fattah, let's start with your backstory. Where did you grow up?
I was born in Aida refugee camp, which is one of 59 refugee camps which were established after what we call Nakba, or catastrophe, when two-thirds of Palestinians became refugees. So it is on the north of Bethlehem, south of Jerusalem, and its situation have changed dramatically since 2002, with being surrounded by the illegal wall, and then 2005 it was completely surrounded on the eastern side and northern side. And no playgrounds or green spaces anymore. So it was a refugee camp. Paradoxically, it still exists even 66 years after the occupation. And I was, I guess, one of the lucky people to get a scholarship to continue my studies in France, where I did my master and PhD in biological and medical engineering, and discovered somehow in France who I was, in a sense. Because I got my scholarship in 1984. It took me 1 year to get the permits to be able to travel. And arriving in France with an Israeli travel document, which states my nationality as Jordanian, so it was a complicated situation. So I went to do my residency card, and the French police gave me a residency card with nationality, Jordanian refugee, under Israeli mandate. So I said, well, I'm not a Jordanian who fled the dictatorship of Jordan. I'm a Palestinian refugee under Israeli occupation. So you can imagine that created a long debate. And a few hours later, the director came to me and said, well, okay, monsieur, come back tomorrow. So when I came the next day, they gave me a residency card with nationality to be determined. So I guess that was the start of thinking how we can show this other image of Palestine somehow. How we can say that we are human beings. We are under occupation, and people under occupation have a right to resist the occupation.
It's interesting, though, that you said you found out who you were. Obviously, these identities that have been imposed on you, you begin asking yourself, well, wait a minute, who am I really?
Yeah.
Not only in political terms, but also creatively. You're studying science, and then you turn to the arts.
Well, in fact, this art was there, but, you know, I was a member of the Palestinian Union of Artists as a painter since 1983. I was doing theater writing and acting mostly. And then in France, it was a great opportunity. But also your parents would say you can't live with art, so do something to earn your living and then you can do whatever, which I loved. In fact, I loved biology a lot, and I practiced after I returned from, after 9 years in France, I came back to Palestine and started working with my biology degree to earn my living and volunteering until 1998, where with a group of friends I founded Ar-Ruwad, which means the pioneers in Arabic, and with a philosophy that I called beautiful resistance. One way to show this other image of Palestine, but to give children and young people like Samantha a possibility to express themselves in the most beautiful, creative, positive, and if I can say non-politically correct ways, to tell their story and build the peace within before talking about peace with anybody else. Because if you are not truthful with yourself, I don't think you can be truthful with anybody. And if you are not in peace with yourself, how can you make peace with anybody?
Certainly theater and drama is probably the finest and most direct way to embody this kind of creativity. And yet in this case, this is a twist. We have now a Palestinian who grew up in the camps directing a play that is about a young Jewish girl and the catastrophe that befell the Jews in the middle of the 20th century.
Well, I guess when Jerry...
this is
Jerry Davis,
yeah,
the artistic director of Burning Coal Theater, asked me to direct this play. It took me a time to really think about it and see how it will be viewed and presented somehow, because I didn't want it to be represented as something like peace building thing or not that. But for me, as a Palestinian who suffered, and as a human being who cannot tolerate suffering for anybody, whoever it is, as a human being, I can identify with South Africans, I can identify with Irish, Tibet, Jews, Kurdish, Armenians. Whatever suffering is important for us as a human being is not to accept it. And it's never far away. And we cannot tolerate it. But I guess also, since I am working with children, the memory and the diary of a young girl who has her vision and who believed that all humans are good in heart, and that suffering is not something that is given to one people to carry out and have it for all the humanity. It's important to keep the memory alive. And when we say never again, it's never again for everybody. And that's the human dimension of this. And this is what is important for me, the human dimension of it. I would be doing it if it was a South African girl. I would do it if it is a Tibetan girl. It's the importance of this narrative for young people to be remembered, and nobody should suffer in any way, and nobody should be ethnically cleansed or marginalized because of his religion or color or ethnicity or whatever.
We're talking about The Diary of Anne Frank on stage now, Burning Coal Theater's production in Raleigh, and Samantha Ron is here, and she plays Anne Frank. And Samantha, I wonder if I can ask you to give us a part of that play and remind us what this play is about. Will you do a part of a scene for us?
Absolutely. What a lovely, lovely day. Aren't the clouds beautiful? You know what I do when it seems as if I couldn't stand being cooped up for one more minute? I think myself out. I think myself out on a walk in the park where I used to go with Pim. The jonquils and the crocus and the violets are all growing down the slopes. You know the most wonderful part about thinking yourself out? You can have it any way you like. You can have roses and violets and chrysanthemums all blooming at the same time. It's funny. I used to take it all for granted, but now I've gone crazy for anything having to do with nature. Haven't you? We're not the only people that have had to suffer. There have always been people that have had to, sometimes one race, sometimes another. And yet, I know it's terrible trying to have any faith when people outside are doing such horrible... But you know what I sometimes think? I think the world may be going through a phase the way it was with Mother. It'll pass. Maybe not for hundreds of years, but someday it will. It's a wonder I haven't abandoned all my ideals. They seem so absurd and impractical, yet I cling to them because I still believe, in spite of everything, people are really good at heart. It's utterly impossible to build my life on a foundation of fear. I see the world transformed into a wilderness. I hear the approaching thunder which will destroy us too. I feel the suffering of millions. Dear Diary, I had to leave you behind. Goodbye for a while. P.S. Please, please, Meep or Mr. Crawler or anyone else, if you should find this diary, will you please keep it safe for me? Because someday, I hope.
Samantha Ron playing the part of Anne Frank, now on stage at Burning Coal Theater in Raleigh. Samantha, let me ask you, you did not grow up in a refugee camp. You did not have to suffer through the Shoah or the Holocaust. How do you bring yourself to this role? How do you understand Anne Frank and her catastrophe?
Through reading her diary, especially, and getting to know her through her words, getting to know about the Holocaust and the research and understanding what the whole experience was like. It's hard to exactly understand because I could never know. But I can feel the human sides of her and the struggles she feels, because maybe I don't struggle in nearly the same way she does, but every person goes through something in their life. So you take that part of yourself and you try to imagine that part and what you would do in that situation.
Abdel Fattah, I wonder, as a director who has somebody who's had that experience and a fraught relationship with Israel, and you make the fine distinction, and it should certainly be made, that Israel is not, we're not talking about Jews, we're talking about Israel.
Of course.
But that having had that experience, how do you come to a place like the United States where the people you're going to be working with have had none of those experiences and then try to create a production?
Well, I guess people relate to injustices, and to, we share the human values, whether we are Muslim or Christian or Jewish or Buddhist or Hindu or atheist or whatever we are. We talk about these values. We talk about justice, freedom, peace, equality, love. And so as human beings, we normally identify with these values. And I guess also the United States have a history with the indigenous Americans, with slavery and so on. So there is a lot of injustices within the system as well that people can identify with, even if they didn't live it directly. And so probably, I guess, what Jerome was looking for is another view that is not like traditionally consumed, if I can say, by the diary of Anne Frank that is represented always as this narrative. I never saw a play about Anne Frank. The first contact I had was when I read the diaries in French, in fact, in 1988 when I was in France. So it was really a discovery for me.
I guess that's part of the danger in that story is that we've seen it so much and it's historically located that we somehow forget that it is with us today and that we have the same kinds of injustice within our society, yeah. Certainly.
Yeah, and in other places in the world. So that's why it's never again. And that's why it should not be that we are used to it somehow. It's so we are fed up of reading about the same suffering and so on.
Tell me more about this idea that you have about art as resistance. Are you talking about resistance to the occupation? Are you talking about resistance to a violent reaction to the occupation? What do you mean? How do you see art?
Well, resistance is resistance. I mean, some people choose armed struggle. Some people choose non-armed struggle. And in Palestinian cause, whether armed or not armed, these are legitimate tools in every country in the world. Even in the times of Gandhi, there was both going on, even here with Martin Luther King and so on. But I guess for me, the essential thing is how to save lives, how to inspire people and think that these young people can grow up and change the world and create miracles without need to carry a gun and shoot everybody else or explode themselves or burn themselves, but to stay alive. Because as parents, as human beings, as artists, we need to create better role models and give a better heritage than the one we have inherited. And we want to see our children grow up. And we want to celebrate their life and their successes. And when the time comes, they should be the ones walking in our funerals and not the other way around. No parents or educators or artists or whatever want to live the day where they bury their children or their students. So the essence of it, in a refugee camp like Aida, which has a frequent incursion, even at the moment I am talking to you, the clouds of tear gas are covering Aida camp. How to give our children and young people a possibility to express themselves and remain truthful to their values as human beings, and not to think that the only way is to kill themselves or kill others, and to stay alive and make a change that we can be proud of and they can be proud of. And so all the work as theater, I don't believe that theater is, or arts in general, are for arts, and we fly on our clouds and everything would be just with a magical wand, fine. Theater is about change. Theater is about provocations. Theater is about asking the hard questions, but never about giving response. It's about provoking people to act. And again, act and not react, because we are programmed somehow to reactions and then it fades away. But when we act on the long term, so it will never happen again. And injustice is not accepted against whoever in any way and in any circumstances. And a child is not meant to die by guns or by whatever means. As long as we can work to save lives, it's our responsibility to save lives and create better role models.
Samantha, I wonder what the impact on you as a 15-year-old has been in just in doing this play and taking on the role of Anne Frank. Has anything changed for you?
It's definitely showed me how much more there is to theater and the importance of being truthful in a role. There's no point in getting on stage if you're not going to tell the truth. And I think that Anne Frank's truthfulness taught me that. Doing the role really showed me how important it is to be yourself and to be a human and to live and not be scared every day of what people may think of you, of people trying to make you be a certain way. It's taught me to be more comfortable with who I am through watching her and her her matureness about who she was.
I want to thank you both for being on the program today. Samantha Ron is a sophomore at Cardinal Gibbons High School in Raleigh. She plays the part of Anne Frank. And Abdel Fattah Aboussroor is the director of The Diary of Anne Frank. Burning Coal Theater in Raleigh through April 27th. And you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. There's more of The State of Things just ahead. Stay tuned.